Is there a qualitative difference between how American children react to violence and stress and threats all around them and how kids in other countries react?
We were able to look at some of that after the Kosovo crisis or during the Kosovo crisis. We had data from kids here in the U.S. and data from Belgrade that were collected at the same time. That really showed some of the differences. I think we found before 9/11 anyway, kids here would talk about war as hypothetical, kind of in a distant way. So they would talk about peace as when everyone is sharing and they're kind and they're getting along. And they would often compare war and peace to some of their personal friendships and arguments with friends and so on. Kids in Belgrade talked about war as when you couldn't go to school, your parents couldn't go to work. They talked much more about the disruption of everyday life that kids in this country didn't understand. They talked about listening to the sirens. We had one child in Belgrade say, "In war, birds sing sadly," which was a fascinating comment. I had a psychologist say that there is a difference in your senses and the way you hear and taste and see things when you're traumatized, and that may have been partly what they heard, but children see and hear things that we don't notice. So they talked about the sirens. They often imitated the sirens when they were interviewed. They talked about having to spend their birthdays in a bomb shelter. They did know the everyday impacts of war. They talked about the cinema being hit by bombs. They responded very differently in what children can do. There tended to be several different groups in Belgrade. Some children felt disempowered and said, no, there's nothing we can do about war and peace because we're just kids and we can't sign a treaty. Other kids said, what we can do to make peace is to be quiet and obey our parents. That is somewhat a function of the language because the word that was used to translate for peace in Serbian is also a command that parents give their kids. You know, peace, settle down, that sort of thing. But then there were other kids who responded in kind of a retaliatory way, saying, if you see an American, attach the locator to them and then the bomb will fall on them. That's really sad that that kind of thing happens. But then there were other kids who said, what we can do is we can make signs and hold them up so the TV cameras see them and we can stand on the bridges so that they won't bomb because they'll see that there are people here. So they were taking much more of an empowered stance. We see some of those same reactions here, but much less. Now, after 9/11, we started hearing parents and children sounding a little bit more like those kids in Belgrade, sounding a little bit more like using their first person, saying it's when we, when I, and not just when they and when people and someone else in another part of the world. For children who are actually in the war zones, they are noticing that it's not just something that happens. It's not just something from the history books. It is happening here, and it is impacting how we live our daily lives. We are worried about our parents. We're worried about the parents who are in the military. We're worried about our cinema. We're worried about our school. And we hear the animals doing things differently. That's the big difference that I've noticed. And I think that sense of personal impact can lead to this sense of needing to retaliate and hatred. Or it can lead to taking it all very seriously and saying we need to build peace because we've seen what the alternative is.